Do you take any regular medicines? No? Okay, moving on. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today I want to talk about the importance of ensuring your questions are specific enough when taking a history. Now, I'm sure you've all experienced on many occasions, particularly as a student or a junior, that time when you've been made to look slightly foolish by a patient who told you one thing and then proceeds to tell your consultant a different thing entirely. Whilst this is seemingly a rite of passage for all medics, it does highlight the importance of ensuring you get a good and accurate history. We can build a history from a number of sources. There may be a referral letter from the GP. The ambulance handover and paperwork contains a huge amount of information. The nurse triage will contain most relevant information, and access to online notes from the GP or hospital is increasingly available. And of course, you might have previous notes on the patient from your own clinic. But a significant part of the patient's history comes from the patients themselves. They will sometimes just tell you everything, with some patients volunteering a verbal torrent of information with no prompting whatsoever. Others need information prized from them by the judicious use of questions. And in a time-pressured world like urgent care, getting that information quickly and efficiently is important. So asking the right question is key. And by right question, I don't just mean the right question from your point of view. The question has to be interpreted by the patient in such a way as they give you the information that you want. As an example, I once asked a chest pain patient if they had any cardiac problems. They replied that they did not. I proceeded to examine the patient, whereupon I noted a large midline sternotomy scar. I asked him what the scar was from, to which he replied a quadruple bypass. I politely inquired again about his cardiac history, and he said he thought I meant does he have any current cardiac problems. In his mind, his heart had been fixed. I should have asked him if he had any previous cardiac history or surgery. So it's easy to ask what you think is a good question, only for the patient to misinterpret the question and supply you with the wrong answer. A good example of this is with medications. Do you take any regular medications? The patient answers, no. But their answer depends on their interpretation of the word regular and what you mean by medication. Regular might be inferred as anything prescribed by the doctor. So they might not mention the over-the-counter medications they take. And medications, likewise, might be interpreted as pharmaceuticals from their doctor. They might not mention their herbal remedies. And it is understandable that a patient might not think there is any relevance to telling you about their herbal remedies. And we might even brush off a patient taking some supplements as just harmless. But in truth, vitamin supplementation and herbal remedies can have potentially devastating effects. It might be that a patient has self-started St. John's wort, a fairly common herbal remedy, to help their mood. But this can reduce the anticoagulant effect of warfarin, and in concurrent use with SSRIs, serotonin syndrome has been reported. And what about something as harmless as good old vitamin C? High-dose oral and parenteral vitamin C are increasingly used for the complementary adjunctive treatments for presumed low immunity and even cancers. And you can understand why a patient might avoid telling you that they are on them, maybe because they think that what harm is a couple of extra oranges going to do them, or they may fear that your mainstream medical mind might disapprove. But then, what harm can a little vitamin C do? Well, vitamin C gets converted to oxalate, which is excreted in the kidneys. Acute oxalate nephropathy, secondary to vitamin C excess, results in renal impairment and renal failure. And of course, oxalate has a role in renal calculi formation too. So knowing if your patient has been munching on high-dose vitamin C tablets is important information. I link in the show notes to a paper on vitamin C-induced oxalate nephropathy from the International Journal of Nephropathy. And also, I have retweeted on our college account a thread by a Dr. Gajic, an ICU specialist in the States, that discusses this issue. I also link to a case report from the Indian Journal of Nephrology about a case of tubulointerstitial nephritis caused by an Ayurvedic remedy used commonly in India for diabetes control. We must remember to ask our patients specifically about traditional and herbal remedies and to try our best to identify the constituent ingredients if possible, because they're not all harmless. And our extended questions should not just stop at inquiring about complementary medications. We should also inquire about complementary therapies in general. Now, a patient might volunteer that they have seen a chiropractor about the bad back that they are now consulting you with, because they will link the two. But they might not mention chiropractic treatment received the day prior to presenting to you with dizziness and symptoms of stroke. Yet chiropractic manipulation has been associated with vertebral artery dissection. The links are in the show notes. And a patient might not volunteer their acupuncture treatment that they had had for pains associated with scoliosis when they present to you with shortness of breath. Yet last year, the HDC ruled in a case of acupuncture-induced bilateral pneumothoraces. Now, when you consider how many people take vitamin C, attend a chiropractor, or have acupuncture, these complications might be very rare. But in trying to explain a patient's presenting symptoms as they attend your urgent care clinic, this extra bit of history might just unlock the mystery. So thinking about the language we use in asking patients questions, and if need be, being very specific about asking whether someone takes any supplements or any herbal remedies, or has seen any complementary therapists, might add a minute to your consultation. But it will give you a complete history and might just give you the diagnosis. It might also, for example, prevent you prescribing an SSRI in conjunction with St. John's wort, thereby avoiding a subsequent serotonin syndrome. It is part of the skill of an urgent care physician to take a timely, pertinent, and relevant history whilst you are acutely aware of the growing queue. Some people will be faster than others, but it is not worth rushing. When it comes to histories, it is definitely a case of less haste brings more speed. So check out the papers and HDC report linked in the show notes, and take a look at our Twitter feed for the Twitter thread. All of them are worth a read. If you have any comments, questions, corrections, or suggestions, email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. I will be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.